In fact, we are at a new vibratory frequency. Can you tell? Can you tell that we have arrived? In other words, we have always been here. We have always been gliding in the atmosphere in which you are contained. Yes? It is for you to realize you have been drifting. You have been moving forward. Imagine going into the ocean. Yes? And you were just waiting in the shallow waters, and yet before you know it, you look up and you find out that you have moved some from where your chair and belongings are. It is a bit like this, and we ask you to remember it is all a degree of perspective, because as you assert the right for your freedom, as you assert your right to know your true essence, your new self, your new attunement, in fact, you will find to your revelation, to your enjoyment and gladness, that in fact the new attunements have come, the new protocol, the new perspective. So it is for you to enjoy the good life. It is for you to be firsthand with your new vibration. There is a bit of a customizing to the new world, shall we say. In other words, are you aware that you have awoken to a new world? It may seem that things are status quo. It may seem, justifiably so, that not much has changed. You still put out the trash receptacle. You still arrive for the mail with the postman, "Good day, sir." But in truth, you have arrived at a new vibrational outlook. Now, we ask you to pay particular attention to this, because you truly are dreaming in your worst nightmare not, but a new opportunity, a new avenue, a new perspective and focus. So it is quite important for you at this time to let go. Do not understand yourself an opportunity to go. New creations, new opportunities, new possible. Now, what does this mean? It means those books are no longer active. It means out with the proposed diagnosis, the prognosis, the remedy. You see, all of this can be easily exchanged for your new attitude, your new outlook, your new promotion. It is exciting times, yes, but also challenging, because where is the protocol? Where is the instruction guide? Where is the manual? You see, when you realize that all of them are dated, you will have to rely on your own intuition, on your own beautiful soul, on your own self, you see? And this is the challenge of the day, because many of you are used to gathering information from outside sources. In other words, what do you say? What do you think? Tell me what to do, oh great leader. You are finding that the leader is within. You see, it is not a monarchy. There is not one God self outside that has appointed many Indians to serve the Holy Master. What you are discovering is that each of you are masters in disguise, yes? And so it is for you to serve your own holy appointment, your own holy domain, your domicile, and to serve it well. You are learning how to discover the tricks of the trade from within. You are learning how not to leave on false promises. They never really did work out anyway, yes? And to reside within the heart. You see, the heart is aligned with your true source, with your true oneness, with all of the true remedies that will overnight create avenues of prosperity. We do say prosperity. Some of you are wondering, did she skip a word? Did she not read it right? Is she not on the correct page? We are welcoming in opportunity of prosperity. It would have to be that way if you are connected with source, yes? In other words, you are leaving the dream of the limitation. You are leaving the dream of the possibility of scarcity. You have dreamt it in, you see? Now, some of you claim the problem is the dark forces. The dark forces out there did it to me, yes? It is a little bit like the t-shirt, the devil made me do it. Again, when you believe in dark forces as an external force separate from within, you are still playing victim consciousness. So it is quite important to jump some of these turnstiles, jump some of these timelines, and get into alignment with your truth. In other words, either you are dreaming, you're having a viewing, a permission, an outlook of dream consciousness, or someone is dreaming it for you, telling you what to dream. If you are asserting that it is your own dream, then you must understand that you are the star, you are the beggar, you are the thief, you are the grand master, you are the poobah, you are all of it, you see? And if you understand this, if you reconcile these items, if you attune to this reality, then you understand that indeed you have the ability to come up higher, as we are suggesting. In other words, you have been dreaming a dream of duality. You have been dreaming a dream of scarcity and limitation. Now, it has served you to check this out. It has served you to be one with all aspects of the dream, understand? You have lived the dream of the beggar. You have lived the dream of the knight. You have lived the dream of the queen. You have lived the dream of the stars. Now, this is essential and quite important. The reason is, at this time, you are gathering together all of the affective parts, all of the lost aspects of consciousness, and you are tuning in to the reconciliation of it all, because you see, you recognize it now as all. It is all stemming from one source. It is all implementation, shall we say, of the collective, springing forth into the recognition of your wholeness, of your beauty, of your long-lasting ability to jump ship, to change course, to change perspective, to align with more harmonizing energies that are relegated to you, you specifically. You see, it is a time that is quite important. It is a time that is glowing. Shall we recommend looking in the mirror, taking a moment or two, a pause? You see, because as you do, as we challenge you to notice your reflection, we are going to recommend that you tune into your light. You will find, if you are most willing to do so, if you have the fortitude, the willingness, to discover that, in fact, you are streaming some beautiful rays of consciousness. Are you aware that you have more colors in your spectrum of truth than ever before? You see? Now, let us explain this, because if you have more colors, it is quite interesting. It means that you have a bigger Crayola box, yes? Perhaps we should get the sharpener to go with it. That's an awfully handy additional item, no extra charge either, you see? What you are doing is recognizing that you do have a more extensive color palette. You do have more crayons, more energies, more frequencies to work with, to adapt to play with. Now, what we are recommending is that you turn on the switch and begin coloring, because as you believe that you are helpless, as you believe you are the victim, as you believe that it is all orchestrated by being separate from oneself, then you have cause for alarm, you have cause for a nightmare, you have cause to be concerned. What you are recognizing, and you are doing a beautiful job of extending the one self, the one truth, you are noticing some changes, yes? You are noticing some turning of events. You are noticing the gathering of the energies and the effect that it is having. Do you understand, therefore, that it could have no effect on another if there was a separation between the two? Understand? The reason that things are coming together, the reason there are growing energies afoot, abounding, is because, in truth, there is no separation of consciousness. It is all an extension of self. Now, when you get this, when you promote this, when you understand this, when you live and reside from this true occurrence, you will understand the silliness of the thought of judgment, of the thought of conflict, of the thought of resistance. You are only judging yourself. Imagine judging your own foot. Imagine judging your own pinky toe. That pinky toe, it must go, you see? It would not do any good to cut off the pinky toe. You need the pinky toe. It is more so about having the pinky toe work in harmony and unison with the foot, and having the foot coordinate with the ankle and with the knee and with the leg and with the total body. You see? when you recognize this, you will change tunes, you will change focus, you will change your demeanor, because you will glide into your true awareness, your true remedy, your true extension of self. You see, you are living and breathing self. The more that you focus upon this, the more that you adapt to this, the more that you work with your new color palette, with the new frequencies, with your new turn of events, with your new timeline, you will find that in fact nothing at all is wrong, nothing at all is a problem, and that all is aligning to your highest course. Now, on the linear plane, on the linear level, indeed, there will be what you will see as focalized challenges. There are opportunities for correction, for extension, for the birthing of new realities, yes? We do not mean to discount that which you find to be challenging. In truth, it still seems quite real. Yes, we do not recommend walking through a wall and finding yourself with a broken nose. We recommend finding the nearest door or exit and using it accordingly. So we understand that you are up against a lot. We do not mean to dismiss this or say that in truth there is not work to be done. Only that the work is not to have conflict with the work, you see, not to worry about the work, but rather to align with the extension of your truth. You have all jumped timelines. There is no question about this, you see. There are things that have been forecasted for humanity to experience, perhaps your own personal domicile, your own country, may we suggest, that have been averted, that have been eliminated. It is due to the sign of the times. It is due to your access to truth. It is due to the alignment that you are all quickening, that you are all remedying, and you are all finding yourself within. So we challenge you, we challenge you, we open our hearts and invite you in. In other words, be the master that you are. Seek from within, determine the resources within. Spend the time finding the light, viewing yourself from the highest mastery perspective. We do, you see, we do, and yet we ask you to come on board. We hold the light for you. We hold the vigil. We hold the candle. We hold the conversations with your higher selves, you see? And you at times are in alignment with this truth. At other times, you are just flat out determined to continue dreaming the nightmare version. You see, this is what we impress upon you. This is what we expand to you. We teach you. We remind you. If you continue to make this your domain of focus, you make this your primary determined reality, well, then there is nothing that we can do. We can flash the reminders. We can get the leaves to drop. We can bring you the secrets, the good wishes, the attunements. But in fact, it is solely your choice. If you continue to reach for the broken record, well, then there is nothing we can do but to wait patiently. We share these words in truth with you because honestly, we do not feel that you will choose this lower. Do not feel that you will choose this lower reaching pattern. You are reaching for the stars now. You are reaching for your highest galaxy, and you are attuning to forever. We hold you in this level of consciousness. We hold you in this light because you are the ones that you have been seeking. You are the ones, the masters, the extensions of light that will be bringing in the highest of the energies. So we impart on you the kindness of the masters. You see, we are all together, understand? We are searching for those that are most willing to embody this truth. We are already one. We are already awakened, and we are serving the mighty light of truth. Won't you join us? We ask you at this time to go within your heart in the central chambers of the light. Allow this light to illuminate your entire being. Allow your being to light up in consciousness, yes? Imagine this light permeating every cell of your being, every DNA remembrance. Imagine this light attuning to your column. You see, in truth, you resonate as a column of light to us. This light is a column that extends far beyond the Earth atmosphere. Permit yourself to wake up to this reality, to this awareness, and then imagine this column of light descending down into the inner core of Mother Earth. Can you feel this extension? Do you understand who you truly are, Masters? You see? Because as you are most willing to align to this level of service to your true self, you will no longer be living in the fear, living in the idea of separation. This is what is occurring. You are remembering daily. You are practicing in other timelines, in other dream states, shall we say, of your true remembrance. You are already walking the earth as a master. Please consider these words, accept our attunements and upliftments, and go in peace. Turn your world into a dream world of heaven, and so it is. How can we help you?
My best and highest, and our best and highest. I think have for us.
say your first name.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time, honey.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
They're going to give me the answer now. Stop. Okay. Oh, that's the fax machine. And say it one more time, honey.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
You're, and say it one more time, sweetie.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
Thank you. You're, goodness. I'm trying to get this, and it's like I can grab it, and then it just moves on me. I'm going to help Jerry and a couple more, and I'm going to come back to you. I did this last time, too. I don't know why. It's a good message. It's a really good message. I'm trying to figure out what it is. It's the answer to my question. You didn't have a question, but I did, which was, what's the energy shift about? So I'm just going to ask them to bring it through in an easier format so I can give you words to go with it. It's the answer to my question. And then I'll see if you have a question, too. So I'll come back. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
And I can help you say.
And say your first name.
Jerry.
And say it one more time.
Jerry.
And say it one more time.
Jerry.
And say it one more time.
Jerry.
You know, it's a little bit like the teaching they gave, and they're kind of, I guess, you know, Christmas is coming, so it's like the Jesus thing today. But they're kind of showing me, like, with the tomb and the stone, like, removed, you know, like the stone was rolled or whatever the verse is. And so they're saying that that's the, and say your name one more time, please.
Jerry.
And say it one more time.
Jerry.
They're saying that's the case with you. As you choose to attune to it, as you choose to focus it, focus on it. In other words, the message for you is the same message basically that they gave, that they're really like two timelines or two almost realities going on. And depending on what you choose to believe and what you choose to focus on, what they're showing me is sometimes I just wish, like, can you just look through my eyes and see what they're saying? But it's like this thing where, oh goodness, how do I describe it? You can pull this side out, and when this side comes out, you see one thing in the scene. And then this kind of moves in, and then this side comes out, and it's the same scene, but it looks different depending on, I guess you would call it, your filter. But it has to do with what you are deciding is your truth. So what you're deciding is your truth. And say your name one more time, please.
Jerry.
And say it one more time, please.
Jerry.
You have the ability to actually, I almost don't want to say this to you, but one moment. Yeah, okay, so it's the same thing. It's like they're showing me the stone's removed, the stone goes back. The stone's removed, the stone goes back. And you can literally, you know, it's almost like my husband, he's a little magician. He's just an energy worker is what he is. But he plays with energy, almost like a little kid would. And he does it for fun, but there's no just judgment in that. But he just knows how to play with energy. For whatever reason, he just plays with it for fun and kind of creates different realities. And he kind of goes back and forth for no other reason than just his entertainment, because he can. And that's sort of the energy it feels like for you to understand how pliable reality really is, that it, like, basically you really are the director. You're like a master. You're a great soul.
It's very, very good what you told me, because I feel like I'm living. I feel like one part of me is very spiritual, light, playful, enjoying things, And then when that negativity enters and it's there with me, usually when I'm home alone,
mm-hmm.
I have a choice about it. I have a choice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm choosing to ignore it, not feed it, ignore it. And so life has, in the last 2 weeks, this last week has really sprung forward for me
mm-hmm.
in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm living two
mm-hmm.
realities. I'm more hopeful. I'm much more hopeful that this other thing will go away, that its time is numbered, the days are numbered now, which is the first time I've really felt that way. So yes, and when you were talking,
mm-hmm.
when you were channeling, I thought, oh yeah, the message always seems to apply. I really take
mm-hmm.
in the messages because
perfect.
They seem to apply so much.
Perfect. And say your name one more time, please.
Jerry.
And say it one more time.
Jerry.
You have like one more step. One more
yeah,
step
I,
that
I
needs.
Yeah, I do. And it's to really take some materialistic action.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
oh my God! Now
coming.
You're channeling me.
Right. Right. And I've already put it out to somebody,
yeah.
and they're going to
you got
find
it.
Me the person. And,
you got it.
And
you
that's
got it.
Finally, the biggest step for
yeah.
me is taking. That
you got it.
Definitive action.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You totally got it.
Yeah. So
that's
even made me feel more relaxed, too.
Perfect.
That I am going to finally do
perfect.
What I need to do.
Perfect. All right. I'm
so.
Sending you a lot of love. And I will keep you in my prayers this week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So if you would like, I can skip over and let you listen a little bit. I don't feel like it's just one. And say your name again, please.
Karen.
Yeah, you've got, I don't know, a series or whatever it is, but it expands. Like that, they're showing me an accordion. Remember that? So it's like, it expands. yourself, grounding yourself to Mother Earth. Feel into Mother Earth. Each step, you know, if ET visiting Earth and they keep hovering over the atmosphere, like we're just and say her name one more time, please.
Joey Lane.
Anything and everything where you can actually be present. And the only way I can describe it is like sometimes I'll go to a party or just a gathering of people or whatever. And to be honest, I kind of tune out. I mean, I really do. I'm not really there. I'm just going to tell the truth. Sometimes I actually have to force myself to really be there, because I take myself out of my body all day long. But when I'm really there, it's just a whole different experience. And say your name one more time, please.
Joey Lynette.
This is about arriving. I mean, I know, like, you've arrived a few years ago, like, obviously. You really, when you're going to be anchoring your power. You're incredibly powerful. You're incredibly powerful. You're a source of amazing refuge from. I've got life all around you in ways that you just have no earthly idea about. only going to be, and this is going to be spent. The reason I keep pausing is I hear like this like little project they have for you, and I'm like what, and they're not, it's got some. In other words, saying that it to kind of become like Helen, and Helen was the one that transcribed the whole thing.
Right.
In other words, consider that you're Helen, and so what Helen did was like opened up to the direct source to receive the flow. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
And say it one more time, please.
Joy.
Allow spirit to flow and communicate through you. To help quicken your, and say your name one more time.
Joy.
Thank you. To help quicken your understanding and promotion of truth. Does that make sense? So in other words, when you're...
I get what it's about, but I cannot get it through reading the book.
Okay.
You
don't...
there in the presence.
You don't have to get it through reading the book at all. So you're there in the presence. What they're asking you to do is to be there in the presence. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're going to class and you've got an instructor and he's explaining it step by step and you're being like this really good, college student listening intellectually, but you know, you've got your heart open, you really want to understand. Say a prayer beforehand and commune with spirit, commune with God, call him Mother Mary or Jesus or whoever you want to call on to help you, to lift you up to the spiritual understanding. And what you're going to find, and I know who's teaching that class too, and say your name again, please.
Joyce.